What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
In order to create better efficiencies and sell properties quicker to discerning renters and buyers, 3D technology has become one of the go-to tools to help disseminate immersive imagery and information to all parties in the buying and renting process. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Sydney Talcott, director of the 3D Technology and Visualization Group, also known as CBRE Build at CBRE. CBRE Build is a group of tech teams located deep in the heart of CBRE, Earth's biggest commercial real estate company. Today's episode is brought to you by Real Massive. Real Massive is commercial real estate's real-time data provider and marketplace providing accurate and up-to-date information to improve the way industry makes decisions. Leveraging advanced proprietary technology, Real Massive solutions enable customers to access and integrate data that includes both the latest property and available listing data across the country. With data available on over 30 million commercial properties and 300,000 available listings, investors, brokers, and industry professionals can download comprehensive market data and combine with their existing data solutions to develop a complete view of market trends and behaviors. Visit realmassive.com to learn more about real-time data or to discover space that works. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Growth Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Sydney about her background and her experience in 3D technology and visualization.
My name is Sydney Talcott, and I am the director of 3D technology and visualization at CBRE. I joined CBRE through the acquisition of a 3D graphics startup called Floored. So what I did at Floored and what I am doing at CBRE is running the 3D art and visualization team. So I have a team of 3D artists that work on interactive 3D models for built and unbuilt space. So a lot of what we like to focus on is helping both brokers and potential tenants and just really folks all over the real estate space help understand what spaces could be or what they will be in the future without having to navigate, you know, a full construction drawing set. So it's really about using 3D as a communication tool and then specifically in the context of real estate. And actually, prior to joining Floored, I was a architect, so you could also call me a defected architect. And Floored was my actual first non-traditional architecture job. The way I kind of ended up there was I always knew that what I would do ultimately would be architecture adjacent rather than a, you know, capital A architect. And the way that visualization can be used to communicate different ideas was really, really provocative to me. And so joining a, you know, a startup that wanted to disrupt the way visualization is used in real estate and design was a really great, you know, logical leap for me. So I've been part of CB for about 3 years. And then prior to that, was at Floored also for 3 years.
I was struck by the phrase Sydney used to describe the value of 3D tech and visualization is to communicate ideas. I asked Sydney to describe some of the challenges with the way that ideas have been communicated in the past and how 3D technology and visualization has the opportunity to more effectively communicate ideas in commercial real estate.
Typically, the way that future projects are communicated to stakeholders, owners, potential tenants is either through abstract design presentations like PowerPoints, two-dimensional renderings, which are, you know, expensive and rather time-consuming to create, and also just traditional drawing sets. And, you know, those things aren't always accessible to the person wanting to create the content or the person, you know, meant to consume it. But what's really great about 3D is that it is just, it's something you're already familiar with because you experience it all the time in your daily life. And so what we do is we aggregate all of these disparate pieces of data. So design mockups, construction drawings, as-built conditions, and we basically consolidate all of it to create this really, you know, realistic and immersive 3D experience for what a space could be in the future.
I asked Sydney what was unique about Florid's approach to 3D technology and visualization that made Florid an interesting acquisition play for CBRE.
They had to make the decision, first of all, that they wanted to start investing in tech. You know, a lot of industries have been reluctant to really change the way that they were doing things. You know, if something's always worked, why change it, and also why invest in a company that would change it. But you know, the executive board at CBRE has been very forward thinking in terms of investing in technology early on, and so they were looking to improve their internal tooling, and specifically with the Florid products when we joined. So at the time we had two products, and then now we're kind of growing between 5 and 10 products that we're building. But the two products prior to the acquisition were both focused on visualization, so what my team does. And they really plugged into the marketing, the property marketing step, as well as the design development step in a, you know, property's life cycle. Also, repositioning is something that is great for our products. So this is in this use case specifically is in pitches. So, you know, potential client pitches, our tools were really perfect. And so in that setting, as well as the property marketing setting, CB was really looking to diversify and stand out amongst the competitors. And they saw the Florid products as a way to do that.
Now that Sydney and team have been at CB for 3 years, I asked Sydney to speak to the integration of products and people into the organization and what the evolution has been like over the past 3 years.
As you can imagine, the acquisition process was definitely an extended transition. It, you know, we went from when I joined Florid, we were 12 people, and now the team has grown close to 60 or 70 and is continuing to grow. So there's a combination of joining the changes that come with joining a large company and just adapting to that as well as the growth. And then there's also changing from the startup and the kind of urgency, scrappiness of it to something that's, you know, a bit larger and has many more processes and formal ways of doing things. And so it's been really great, though, because CBRE has given us a lot of autonomy and control over how we work, what our office is like, So, for example, we sit, our team sits mostly in New York, but we have our own office that is separate from the corporate CBRE Manhattan office that is really like fun and open and designed with a more tech focused user. And that's been really, really great. And it's fun to have CBRE folks from other offices come visit because they're like, wow, this is so cool. Everybody's like, so, you know, so fun and open here. And so it's been a really nice integration, I think. You know, it's going to be a long-term process just because it's so new for the company as well as the industry. But I would say that it has certainly been a net positive experience for the team.
I asked Sydney how the 3D technology and visualization team at CB organizes their product offerings and communicates internally inside such a large organization.
A lot of them are tools, or all of them rather, are tools that enable our professionals, our real estate professionals. So that could be in the, you know, the more developer owner role where you have a new space that you would like to lease up or, you know, sell units in. There's also the repositioning scenario where, you know, you're trying to completely sell or market, you know, a space that you don't plan on investing in, but that someone else will hopefully. Or helping tenants select their sites. So specifically, we've started to really actually focus on the industrial and logistics sector within CBRE and enable those professionals to better serve their clients. So that's a big actual area that we're trying to focus in now. But then also one of our products is a dashboard for brokers. And so a way for them to manage their properties and tools. And so it really ranges from, you know, CMSs to the, what my team does, which is the, you know, the more flashy visuals. We also have a space planning calculator. So CBRE has a workplace strategy team, and this calculator called Spacer actually helps them to figure out the best composition of conference rooms, desks, things like that in potential spaces. So it's really, you know, end to end, the parts of the process that we touch. But I will say that that is something that we have had to and will continue to work on since joining, is just to find a better cohesion between all of our products, because, you know, two were developed prior to CBRE. And so you know, just finding room for those with the other products we're developing is an ongoing initiative, especially with the leadership team here.
Coming from a team of 12 to joining a firm with over 80,000 employees worldwide, I asked Sydney what surprised her about the organization.
I have certainly never worked for a company this large, and most folks here haven't either. And so I think that, I mean, this will sound kind of silly, but after working in Manhattan, in the real estate community in Manhattan, I was really, really pleased and pleasantly surprised by how just kind and understanding everybody that I've encountered has been, which, you know, surprised me in such a large company. But then also the range of very, very specific processes and workflows and applications to do all things that you need to do. So from picking benefits to like doing employee performance management, all kinds of things that I didn't know there could be processes for, there are. So that was definitely a period of adjustment for a lot of folks who just, you know, really wanted to control things on their own. But a lot of the time, you know, you'll be better served by just, you know, following the processes and working with them. So yeah, I think, you know, that was a very long-winded way of saying just the, you know, there's inevitably more bureaucracy in a company so large.
I asked Sydney what she thought was the biggest opportunity for the 3D technology and visualization team inside CB.
So one of the really, really exciting things, and this is also why a lot of, I think, designers and folks from actually co-working companies have been coming to CBRE is there's just so many resources because CBRE touches every part of the real estate acquisition and development process. And so really just getting more exposure to different sectors within real estate, as well as the number of assets that CBRE touches is enormous. And so one big thing that I'm excited about and focusing on for the remainder of the year is finding different ways to embed the 3D team within the other parts of the company. I think there's a lot of potential there and a lot of, you know, exciting opportunities. It's just a kind of a matter of finding the right use case and the right pilot project to move it forward.
One of the challenges of working in a large company is understanding all the tools, technology, and capabilities that you have at your fingertips to simplify your job or create an amazing experience for your customer. I asked Sydney how the 3D technology and visualization tools ultimately end up reaching the end user and about the opportunities for adoption inside the organization.
A lot of it is word of mouth, using our intranet or employee communications, you know, the more standard channels. We also have an internal digital sales team. So these folks came over with us from the Floored days when we needed a sales team to, you know, sell our products. But now that the focus is less on generating external revenue, the sales team role is in the process of shifting to be more of a digital enablement group. And so that's really evangelizing our products within CBRE globally. And a few things that our sales or, you know, digital enablement folks have done is actually go on what they call road shows. So CBRE Global, as you said, 80,000 person company. And they are, our sales professionals have traveled, you know, around to major, markets, offices in major markets and just demoed the tools. And I think it's through forming those relationships that these folks have continued to, spread the, you know, the word on our products. But it's definitely an ongoing process to figure out the best way to do this. I believe we have plans to hire a property marketing professional just to really focus on that aspect of the tooling.
I asked Sydney, if I was a CB broker, how would I engage with her team to create or leverage the 3D technology and visualization tools to create a great experience for a client of mine?
The projects are started from the sales team. So they will either, you know, we'll work towards a pitch. So those deadlines tend to be a bit faster, of course. So we'll do pitch support. So producing content in service of that or the property marketing setting as well is kind of our two main project types. And it is a production process. So it's not a totally turnkey. After the sales team closes the deals, we do need time to actually onboard the materials and work with the end user to make sure that we are accurately representing the project. So it's really similar to a more traditional visualization workflow where we'll have, the sales team closes the deal. We have a kickoff call, collect all the reference materials, either if the space is already designed or if the, user has ideas for how the space could be designed, we'll discuss that on the kickoff call. And then the team will produce the work and we'll usually have a few rounds of revisions to make sure we really fulfill the final vision. For the fully interactive 3D models, the turnaround time for that can be anywhere from a week to, a full 6 to 8 weeks for the full production process. It just kind of depends on the size of the scope of work as well as the complexity. And so that's the fully 3D product. The 2D product that is, we call it Plans. It's an automated test fitting application. That one, that onboarding process is much shorter and is probably something like it can be as much as a day to a week. So, there's still a service aspect to it. We have account managers that, work with the clients and deploy to the production folks. But it's just a service where we also sit with the people building our tooling.
I asked Sydney about the number of projects the team works on annually and about the growth of projects on an annual basis since joining CB 3 years ago.
Our projects have pretty much actually remained steady in terms of the count. The team has probably between 20 to 30 projects on deck, and any given week. The main change though has been that we've actually changed the sectors that we work in. So, as I mentioned, industrial is kind of an unexpected sector that we've really started to focus in. And then we've actually seen a decline in residential work. So CB does have work on residential developments, but we're not working on those types of projects nearly as much as we were when we were focused on the high-end real estate market in New York.
I asked Sydney what success looks like for the 3D Technology and Visualization Group over the next 12 to 18 months.
What we really want to try to focus on in the near term is just finding other ways to leverage the team's skill set and areas of expertise within CBRE. So we're really excited about expanding the type of collateral that the team produces. So kind of using the 3D production process as the base and then producing different pieces of material depending on the use case. So that's something that the team is super excited about. And then in terms of technology that we have our eyes on, although the engineers have created this really amazing web-based real-time rendering engine, we also have been exploring offline rendering capabilities just to in service of producing these different types of collaterals. So we are very excited to explore more about the Unreal Engine as well as Unity. and how those two engines can be deployed to AR and VR apps. So historically, we've done a few HTC Vive and Oculus projects, as well as playing around with the Apple AR kit. And I think the team is super excited to continue to explore that. And then also figure out ways to use those new processes as a design tool. So using visualization perhaps earlier on in the process, the design process, is something that we think is super fun, and look forward to exploring more, you know, with one of the thousands of projects happening within the company right now.
I asked Sydney about the big opportunities for 3D technology and visualization in commercial real estate over the next 5 to 7 years.
I definitely think that the future does look like more immersive technology. I'm very curious to see what that will look like. Just because in our VR headset experience, you know, I think the world wasn't quite ready to fully embrace VR as much as maybe us tech nerds were. And so we found there were a lot of barriers to entry there. So perhaps it was cost, maybe like having to wear and acquire a headset. Maybe it was investing in, you know, a high-powered computer in addition to the headset. And so I think that there's definitely a future there in the VR AR space. I think it's really going to come down to how accessible that technology is, and how turnkey it is to deploy. Because when we were working on Vive projects, you know, they would, if they were being used at a conference or a meeting, we would have to share one of our engineers or artists to go over there to, you know, set up the lighthouses on tripods and calibrate the space. And it was much more high touch than I think anyone really anticipated. So I think visualization is definitely going to continue to have a growing presence within real estate. It's just going to be, a matter of time before we really see widespread adoption like anything. But I'm definitely confident that it will happen, just given how excited everybody is about 3D. I mean, it's, you know, it's easily understood. It doesn't take a lot of time to parse as a viewer. And so, you know, we're doing the best we can to evangelize within CBRE. So, and I'm definitely curious to see how that continues to evolve.
I asked Sydney if there's anything we haven't discussed that the listening audience should know about her or her team.
I think that one kind of fun thing that me and my whole team have in common is that we are defectors of our various, trades that we went to school for, and to work in this developing space of, you know, visualization and 3D technology within real estate. So as I said, you know, I'm a defected architect, but then a lot of folks on my team come from, you know, some are painters, some are illustrators, some worked in cost estimation. You know, we're a really diverse group, and as such, we've been able to adapt to the product and market changes, which has been really fun to experience, but then also to see in the team as they grow.
Great to connect with Sydney Talcott of CBRE Build today. CBRE Build is a group of tech teams located deep in the heart of CBRE. They have a diversity of backgrounds and skills: engineers, designers, managers, researchers, thinkers, jokesters, and do-gooders, inventing the future of an enormous industry with a long, rich past. From just a few offices around the planet, CBRE Build is changing the way people relate to the spaces that stage their lives. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Sydney in CBRE Build's pursuit to change the way people relate to space. You can find out more about Sydney in CBRE Build in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.